What the fuck is up, boy? It's your boy, boy Stax, calling in the Nappy Afro. Shout out to King and Queen Jern, Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T, and fuck that nigga MJ Money 9S. Want to call in and say, y'all now tuned in to the number one rated podcast in the world, nigga, the motherfucking Frocast. I'll be here for another 14 years. Long time listener, been listening since 2007. Nigga, keep tuning the fuck in every fucking Friday. King and Queen Jern, Be Easy on the editing. I'm out. Boy Stacks. Fuck MJ Money 9S, bitch.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte Tickle. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. This is EJ the DJ representing the motherfucking podcast. You are now listening to the Frocast. Big Jern, you a fool, man.
Yo. This is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast. Keep up the excellent work. Take it away.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Jern, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Jern Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Say Jack, a.k.a. The Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Jern Frazier, a.k.a. The Best There Is, The Best There Was, The Best There Ever Will Be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You Can't Fit This Hustle Inside of a Rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing, Rick, Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you taking a break ass podcasters, in between season ass podcasters, or if you wrapping up a season ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the Elegant the Daunting, the Always Be Shopping, the Problematic, what'd I say?
Yet well spoken.
Queen Jern, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Jern, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm Educated Yet Ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. My cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Jern's in the building. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar, get behind the scenes exclusive content, get shout out on the show too. Looking at the list, no Patreons this week, but that's cool because y'all can fix that and become a Patreon. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? It is retweet it, reblog it, share it to your story, tag us in said story, and we'll shout you out on the show like Short T always does, like Ruler Myself, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like 12 Kyle, Eclectic, Disrespectful Motherfucker MJ, you got Big Smash, you got Uncle Dolomite, plenty of other people showing love, man. We appreciate that, man, because sharing is caring, man, and it helps us out on the back end. Well, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Jern, how was your week?
So far, so good. Getting a lot of work done. Trying to wrap up the semester and, not have too many casualties of war, but you know, there are always going to be some. So we can't worry about that. We just do the best that we can, so to keep the numbers down. But everything's going pretty good. How about you?
Well, I had a pretty good week. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk about how good my week was later on. But okay, my week was pretty good. I mean, like I said, not really doing too much. Catching up on a lot of rest. So, you know, some nights King Jeremy in the bed by 8 o'clock, 7:30.
Lame.
And it's just, I don't know what it is. It's just, I just fall asleep. I be tired. And I'm just like, maybe it's just my body, you know, just catching up with everything I'm missing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But,
Just trying to be with one with your wife.
Oh, but the best part of my week, mm-hmm, I must say, when I went and got that injection in my back, it felt like I got a brand new back over this bitch. Like, I
need to get a little injection.
It's like my back has reset. Like, it don't hurt at all. Anything. Like, my back feels like it did when I was 19. Mm. Like, straight up. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh.
You think you could do some other things like, man, you did,
listen,
when you was
19? Man, my back, like, listen, I could carry, I've been carrying the world on my back for, with a white man been on my back.
Oh my God.
And it seemed like the white man jumped off my back. Like, it felt like the white man ain't on my back no more.
Oh, that would it feel like?
Yes! I'm telling you.
Well, I'm glad you got some relief.
Modern medicine is a motherfucker. Because they did like a little epidural steroid injection, like in my spine and shit. And, hey, let me tell you, like, that first day, I was a little queasy. I ain't gonna front. Like, I was just like, yo, what the fuck? And it ain't settled. But I didn't realize it till Friday morning when I woke up, because I just knew my back was gonna be hurting. I was like, down and laid on this damn couch. I know my shit gonna be fucked up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And I got up, I was walking the dog, and I realized, like, damn, it feel like my 2 o'clock back. You know, once the day done started and you started working and everything, you know, everything be loosening. And I was just like, damn. I was like, hold on. Then next morning, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, today, I said, whoa, no back pain. So listen, shout out to the nigga that invented that bullshit. You know, nigga that shot me up with some super soldier serum, nigga. You know, I got to, I'm waiting to turn into like my superpowers kick in. And so I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah. That's happy awesome about that. So that was a good week right there. Got the back pain done. Let's see how long it lasts. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully it'll last till the weekend.
Hopefully it lasts a little longer than that. I hope that motherfucker lasts for about 5-10 years.
Hey, whatever they can do to you, let them do it.
Let's go. Let's get that back pain out. So, yes, sir. So, you ready to get into the show, Queen?
I've been ready.
You've been ready? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
I came here ready.
You came here ready. Yeah. Okay. All right. I hear you. You're trying to sound like a professional now.
And is.
So, Queen Germ, Thanksgiving just left. Let me hear your Thanksgiving recap. The highs and the lows of your Thanksgiving recap. Let's hear about it.
So it's always wonderful for me to be in the city that I love the most. It's going to be.
Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, let me. Obviously, yeah. Savannah, Georgia. Hanging around with my family and my friends. It was great. Great, great, great. Always wonderful time hanging out with my siblings. We ate good. We had fun. Me and the kids even did some Who Won't Smoke With Us video. They asked me to be there. I was in it doing something.
Who Won't Smoke?
Who Won't Smoke With Us is some kind of TikTok slow-mo video, something. They jumping out of cars, something. Okay. But we had fun. So
I'll take your word for it.
For the time that we were there, we had a really good time. Shopping was, like I said, it was what it was.
You didn't say.
I didn't say. You're right. I will say at this point that shopping was okay. I did have one good thing, which was I was able to support two different black businesses doing Black Friday. But the shopping
Shout
was...
Shout out to all the black businesses out there.
That's right. But it's just
the
like
good
the shopping.
The good ones.
Only the good ones. That's
not
only
the bad
ones we recognize. It's just the fact that it's not deals like that anymore. Like when you were getting bundles of socks for $3 and this. I mean, like, it's just like the simple things that like you could re-up on, you know, pajamas and different things. And it's like now they lure you in the store and they don't have anything that's really worthwhile. Even the Tupperware that, you know, I used to, I mean, I really like getting that every year because you can always use it. But it's like, y'all playing games?
You store
games?
Your weed in Tupperware, and it keeps the smell down. It keeps your weed fresh. Tupperware is good for weed. Go ahead,
okay.
Keep going.
Awesome. And so, yeah, so my highs was definitely the great food, the fellowship, being able to be home. So, yes, all of those things were great. The low and the lowest of the low would have had to be dished out by none other than my co-host, was the fact that he insisted that we come back within, let's say, 30 hours of the time that we left. So that was definitely the lowest of the low. I felt very
did
sad.
I not say that last week? Was you prepared for it, or you thought I was just bullshitting?
First of all, you should be thankful that I did not act up and I allowed you to do what you did. But the point I'm making is a recap, and therefore the lowest moment was when I had to come back.
Ask your question. What,
within 30 hours.
What would
it
you
was
cut,
not fair.
What do you mean you didn't cut up? When was you going to cut up? I'm just asking. I mean, we're having a dialogue here.
I mean, but you're trying to act like you flexing on me. Talking.
I'm not trying to flex. I'm asking which way did I come disrespectful at you about this?
It doesn't matter because we back.
No. Which way did I come disrespectful at you about
it? I never said that you came disrespectful. Just now you flexing on me saying, when would you have acted up? It doesn't matter because you have forced me to shorten a trip that we already know. And it ain't even an assumption about it. It is a proven fact that if we don't have good reason, we never making that trip and turning back around unless it's like the weekend. We went on a Thursday, came back on a Friday. That should not have happened. But because I was trying to be a team player, I allowed it to happen. So that's what happened.
I mean, and I was being a team player.
You weren't, because if you were being a team player, you would have been at least okay with leaving Saturday morning, because Saturday morning would have made more sense than looking like you didn't even want to be bothered with the people whose house you were staying at, and you had to get in and get out because this was something I dragged you to do. So
that's what it looked like?
That's what it felt like. Like, I didn't understand what your motives were for you to just come back home and watch TV. Like, there was nothing going on that you couldn't have done where you were.
Yeah, it just, the atmosphere for the game wasn't right.
Oh, because you couldn't smoke in the house.
That, and like, I was in Georgia. They didn't care about that game up there. Nobody cared about the Florida State game in Georgia.
Okay, I mean.
So that's why I'd rather be where people care. Like, I like being home when the game is played.
Okay.
You know that.
It's been years that we have gone to Savannah for Thanksgiving, and I didn't get all this pushback, but apparently this year is the year.
I've done it several years. Remember that year we went home on game day, and we got caught up in the traffic of people coming to the game. We was just like, everybody going to the game. We had to get off the highway and ride some crazy back road down the way because
we could have stayed where we were.
Bumper to bumper traffic.
We could have stayed where we were, and then there wouldn't have been no traffic.
So now we know if you come home Friday night, that's the way to do it.
We won't do that anymore. I only did that because I wanted to go home. I really wanted to see my family. But if I got to do it like that and it's no good reason but you want to watch a football game, I'll stay home. I won't even worry about going. So that's just too much of a trying too hard to do something that I just didn't need to do. Because it was a tease. Like, what's the purpose?
A tease? You had a great time.
I had a great time.
And actually, if you think about it, it made you not take an hour for granted. Because you knew, like, it was, so every, you made
on.
It count. Like, I think that's doper.
It's not. It's dumber.
Like, if you know if you only got 4 hours to spend with somebody, you're not going to take a minute for granted and all them 4 hours will count. So if you look at it, you know, if you want to look at it from the glasses half full side, you know what I'm saying? You can say,
it's
hey,
not. It's
we
the
did a lot in 30 hours
or
however long we was there.
It was unnecessary. It was no real justification as to why we had to leave so soon and all that other craziness. So it was just like, oh, because you could do what you did it. But it wasn't because you had a real reason.
We told the reason why before we left.
Okay. Like I said, it is what it is. It's done.
Well, it wasn't done like maliciously. No, I don't want you to think it was done maliciously or anything like
okay.
that.
Okay. So highs and lows, your Thanksgiving.
My Thanksgiving, I wasn't in an eating mood. I don't think I was high enough to get down like I really wanted to get down. And then that really kind of slowed me down that day. Because when I fixed my first plate at your mom's house, it was just like, You know, I waited too long, I guess, wanted no ham out there. You know, your mom offered to cut me some ham. But I was like, Miss Johnson, you ain't got to do all that.
I'm just saying, but if you wanted ham and this ham still in the house, why would you be?
Because I ain't 100, you know me, I don't want to be a hindrance.
Whatever. You do want to be a hindrance.
So I just ate what was in there, you know what I'm saying? Had me a little plate of dressing, potato salad and greens, you know what I'm saying?
Lame.
Yeah, that's why I was, and I was just like, man.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving. Why would you not eat ham? Or
she,
something.
It wasn't nothing in there. It just, I ain't want. She was like,
it was
you
in the house.
Yeah, she's like, you cut you something. I was like, you ain't got to do all that. And so, you know, so that's, you know, I ain't really get nice like I wanted to. And then.
You didn't want to if you didn't, you turning down food. So we going to leave
that. Because I said I wasn't high enough. That's what I'm saying. I didn't have the appetite that I needed. You see what I'm saying? I ain't ate nothing or anything like that. So it was just like I hadn't smoked enough to get my beast mode. My meter wasn't. To beast level yet. It was just like, you know, regular. So I ate. It had me, you know, it carried me throughout the day. And, you know, went to my cousin's house. Got a little take-home plate. That's why I fucked up Friday. Because I ate that plate in the morning when I shouldn't have ate it. I should have went and got my fucking cookout. You know what I'm saying? Or my Carrie Harriers. Or, you know, I didn't get either one of them. So.
Well, me and your kids ate that Carrie Harriers. So.
Yeah, so at least somebody did. Thankful. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get none, so yeah.
That's
so.
What happens when you don't want to hang with us.
Y'all was going shopping. You know I don't do that. I go shopping for what I want, and I walk out the store. I'm not one nigga. I would never find the shit on sale. I would never find a good deal because I know what I want. I go, I get it, and I walk out. I'm not browsing. You know what I'm saying? So that's why.
You should try browsing sometimes.
That shit is it's pointless to walk around stores and just look at shit. No. Maybe they came from my youngin' that don't go in there if you ain't buying nothing, don't touch nothing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that motto. And so I don't just go and browse stores. Like, I don't do that. Like, okay. I don't never just walk down the aisle. Like, no, what I'm walking down this aisle for? I came here for butter. What the fuck am I doing over here? So.
But they got something else on sale that you could use.
I would never find it because I don't do that kind of shopping. But okay. Hope everybody Thanksgiving was good.
I hope so. Hope you didn't have to rush.
I mean, sometimes you got to, man. No. Sometimes people got to go to work, sometimes stuff like that. Yeah, all the times I used to have to work and stuff like that. We didn't came back before and had to make sure.
Oh, because you had to work, but you didn't have to work. And therefore, there was no purpose in us coming back. But let's go.
Got an article sent in. They want us to talk about it. You know, that's how we do it right here. If you got anything you want us to talk about, send it in to us. You know, hit us up on the social media, Frocast, at the Frocast on Twitter. If you got, you know, send it to us. We'll talk about it. This one was sent in. And it's, I think it makes sense. You know, China is banning celebrities from, like, stunting on social media. They don't want nobody showing their wealth and their big house, big cars and shit because they say this sends the wrong image. Let's go ahead and read into it. It said, China bars celebrities from showing off wealth and extravagant pleasure on social media, saying pop stars must comply with the core socialist values. All right? So it's like celebrities in China can no longer post unethical content. The country said Tuesday, this includes content that shows off wealth and extravagant pleasure, the notice said. The move is part of the Chinese government's crackdown on the entertainment industry and fandom. See, China getting it right. They saying y'all up here worshiping the wrong ones. Y'all worshiping these pop stars and shit like that and these entertainers, these movie people, because them not the niggas y'all need to be worshiping.
What we need to do? Worship them?
Worship these scientists and doctors and space, all the teachers and shit.
You don't need to worship anybody. Yes. Everybody has value.
Everybody has a value.
Yeah, everybody has value. I don't understand what you're banning the people for because we know that wealth exists.
Yeah.
So it's not going to stop anybody from desiring to have a big house or whatever the case may be. So what would be the issue of saying, oh, you can't flodge and you can't, you know.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. They don't want to see that shit. They said that's bullshit. We want the people to be out here. They got social, you know, socialism. Everybody's equal. Everybody got the same.
They're not equal because China is sure as hell spinning out all these electronics and other devices that they got y'all out here buying.
Yeah.
For a whole bunch of money. They ain't giving that shit away.
But, you know, China got a different internet. Like, certain shit, like, we got no listeners in China. Because China would not allow us. Like, the Frocast, you can't hear the Frocast of China. China, they censor everything on the internet. Like, they have a whole different internet than what we have. Because they don't allow you to go on every site like that. Like, I don't think you can get a Facebook in China. They got some other shit. I forgot what it's called over there, but it's similar to Facebook, but it's like Chinese Facebook. But anyway, they say celebrities in China.
I get a lot of invites from Chinese people who want to play them games.
Those are fucking them bots. Don't invite none. Don't take none of them invites.
I mean, I don't because I don't know them, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. They gonna steal. You got an Android too. They gonna take over your damn phone.
Whatever.
Better be careful.
Ain't nobody ever took over my phone.
I'm just saying.
Not one time.
Just be careful. Is all I'm saying. So you know, celebrity China can't show off no more. They say both celebrity and fan club accounts must follow public order and good customs, adhere to correct public opinion orientation and value orientation, promote socialist core values, and maintain a healthy style and taste. They don't want you thotting in China, basically what they say.
But Chinese people paying for pussy.
Hey, maybe, maybe not.
They are. Trust me.
They said the announcement follows the Chinese Communist Party's crackdown on the country's growing entertainment industry as officials push back against celebrity scandals and online fan groups, it says, cause social disorder.
Yeah, because they can't control them people.
Yeah. You can't, because they said, look, Tuesday notice also prohibits celebrities from spreading rumors, publishing false or private information, provoking fan groups to verbally attack each other, and encouraging fans to partake in illegal fundraising or irrational investment. So China, they said, no, you can't put your Cash App out here. Nigga.
Yeah, but they'll get your money. That's the thing. Like, they want to be the only people who could rob you. So they don't want you to be influenced by nobody else. It's probably a whole lot they do with this here pandemic bullshit because they don't want the people to be thinking about this or thinking about that and want to have some kind of uprising and all kind of stuff. That's all that is. Mm. Y'all want to control the people. And the thing is, the more different ideas they hear, the more they're going to question, the more they're going to have to say, and y'all don't want to deal with those things. But it's sad because, you know, to a certain level, of course, you might want to control some people because some people are just crazy. But if you're thinking about it, it should be information provided to those who want it.
Yeah. And they say to enforce these new rules, Chinese social networks must monitor and report suspected illegal and criminal acts of exposed stars and group conflicts involving fans to the authorities while moderating content that may prompt social disorder, the notice said. Access to global apps such as Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube is blocked in China. So users rely on domestic sites subject to censorship, such as Weibo, RenRen, and Youku. So y'all, I know the internet is whack as fucking China. Like, hey, don't send me to fucking China. I can't see no fight videos. I can't see nothing.
Oh, it's something.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on the Chinese internet. They probably ain't got Netflix over there. Chinese Netflix probably got about 5 movies on that motherfucker. And they all like socialist movies. And
they say they got to do something that's safe for the people.
Jesus. I mean, I get the idea of it, but that's a little too stringent for me. Like, just think if Twitter and Instagram say, yo, y'all girls got to stop shaking y'all butts on here and you got to wear clothes. You got to be clothed. You know what I'm saying?
But it's got to be some kind of profit in that, the commercials or something that's popping up on your phone, because the people are doing it for profit. They're not doing it for fun. They're not doing it just because they want to see the naked people. They don't want to see that shit either.
Yeah, because I mean, it'd be so much of that shit up on your timeline, man. I'd just be like, just scrolling sometime. And
liking pictures?
No, I don't be liking pictures like that. Shit just be popping up on your timeline, man. You gotta.
They pop up there and like themselves?
Nah, you be scrolling and hey, you just be scrolling. Mm. Your thumb might hit something you ain't mean to. And you gotta, oh, I ain't mean like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Stuff
That's
like that.
That's your apology?
No, it's not my.
Okay.
I'm not apologizing. I didn't do it. Huh? Okay. What'd you say?
You said your thumb might just hit it and it might like something that you didn't necessarily like. So I said, is that your apology?
No, it's not. I'm not apologizing because I didn't do nothing.
All
right. Dang. Queen Jern trying to bait me into it. See, y'all seen, y'all, she tried to catch me between second and third base in a pickle. You know what I'm saying? All y'all baseball people got that. So yeah, man. So listen, China, I get the idea, but y'all going a little too hard with it, because I couldn't imagine that shit in America. We wouldn't fall for that shit in America, dog. Like, we wouldn't have it.
Only because you've had too many rights. You can't go back.
Yeah, exactly. We done tasted the lemonade. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to be like, nah, nigga, what you mean I can't have Kool-Aid no more? What you mean? You know what I'm saying? Which, I can't drink Kool-Aid no more. I'm too old for that shit. That shit is, I mean, it's delicious, but it's just like, you're just drinking. It just runs right through your system. Like, I don't know why our systems were better when we were younger.
Because they weren't fucked up. Like, you done damaged it. Like,
That's I'm just saying, like, we were able to eat more garbage and bullshit when we were younger. Now we try to eat that same shit when we older, and it fuck us up.
Like I said, your body done got worked out. Like,
oh, okay, I get you.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff ain't working as good as it did because it's 40-something years old.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. Whoa, calm down. Oh, yeah, I forgot. New King Jeremy is 40-something. My bad.
I don't know who you thought you were.
I was about to say I was born in 92, but okay. That's the old King.
But you started
Jeremy.
The show, or you started Nappy
at 17. Okay. I was young. I was a prodigy. Okay. Yes. Okay. And then I got old. I just aged.
The podcast life did that to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I was young when I started podcasting. Now I'm old as fuck.
Sad.
Yes. I started podcasting like 17. And now I've been podcasting. I'm 43 now. So however long that is, that's how long I've been podcasting. So, you know, do the math.
26 years.
Yeah, 26 years. Potting.
Okay. Well, I don't care where it come from.
Next topic on the docket. It's this lady in Atlanta. She's running for mayor. And she came up with some wild ass idea about getting rid of the strip clubs in Atlanta. And a lot of people are upset about that. I want to read the article to you. Because this lady here is with the shits. Her name is, I want to get her name right because I don't want to get nothing wrong. So, her name is Felicia Moore. She claims that she didn't... Okay, now she's coming out. She already came out with a apology because people's on her ass. You know, Atlanta loves strip club. Strip club culture in Atlanta goes hand in hand. But she came out and updated first. Felicia Moore has come out and claimed that she does not want to shut down the city strip clubs or nightclubs. She claimed that she merely wants to work with them. She wasn't specific on work... what work she planned to do with the clubs. So, this week, citizens of Atlanta get to vote for her... for their new mayor, they learned that one of the candidates, her name's Felicia Moore, is allegedly trying to shut down all the strip clubs in the city. Many in the city of Atlanta were unaware of Felicia's radical policies towards the city's nightlife and strip clubs. According to Felicia, in the below clip, she plans on changing the zoning for the clubs so that they need special use permission to operate a club in the city. Then, according to social media posts, she would deny all such special use permits, essentially causing all nightclubs and strip clubs in the city of Atlanta to close. You know what I'm saying? So, what can the folks in Atlanta do? So,
elect her.
Yeah. Like, I think this is a smear campaign by the person she running against. Because, if you got a clip of her saying it, you know what I'm saying? But, niggas got upset now. Niggas don't give a fuck about niggas killing in the streets. But they talking about shutting down the strip clubs. These motherfucking niggas, hey, I bet you they be out there voting this week.
Exactly.
The motherfuckers going
to... They need work early and everything else.
All the strippers shaking ass got vote on their motherfucking butt cheeks right now in Atlanta. Because they want to say they motherfucking strip clubs. Because I'm going to be honest.
Voting and everything.
Atlanta got some nice strip clubs. Maybe some of the nicest in the United States. I haven't been in a lot of strip clubs across the United States, but I have been in Atlanta. And I can say, top notch. Top notch. It will fuck you up if you go anywhere else and go to their strip clubs. You won't even be inspired because you done seen the motherfucking mountain. You done seen the mountaintop. You done seen it all. So you go somewhere else and you just not, it just don't do it for you. You know what I'm saying?
So what's your favorite Atlanta strip club?
Pinups. Pinups, $5.
And you said that shit too fast.
Yeah, because $5 lap dances. You can't beat that. Five.
Oh, so now you like lap dances?
I'm just saying. I never let them get on me, is what I'm trying to tell you. But it's $5. So you can go in there with a $100 bill and get 20 different lap dances. If that's what you like. 20. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's why pinups is, it's a little ratchet. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know, it's just
still
right.
Still $5?
Yes. That's the home of the $5 lap dance. Pinups. Okay. So it's on...
don't tell us no more.
Ponce de Leon or Memorial Drive. It's on one of them. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember. It's been so long since I've been there.
Yeah.
But I love it. Yeah. I had a great time.
Yeah. You love a strip club, but you can't tell me that you love
it. I tell you I love you every day, so don't do that. Listen, Queen Germ is the queen of cap. You know what I'm saying? She get on this show. She make it seem like, you know, I just mistreat her and everything. It's not like that, y'all. Don't buy it. It's just all show talk, man.
Okay.
It's all show talk. So, yeah. You have a favorite strip club?
No, not necessarily. Oh. I've been to a couple.
Okay, you been to one in Atlanta?
Strokers.
Oh, see, you went to one. Funny story. I used to live behind Strokers. I thought it was a gay club, so I never went. Because I was like, strokers? Fuck, I'm not. I just thought it was niggas beating meat. That's why I just thought niggas in there stroking their meat. I did not know it was the... I didn't know it was one of the famous strip clubs. So the whole time I lived there, I never went. I just thought it was a gay club, so...
Well, I went.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
I only been there once. But
was it a male night, women night? What was
it
going?
Was girls in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I went for a friend's birthday party, so.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Did you get any lap dances?
Yeah.
So as a woman, like, to see, that's why I say women, all women are gay.
No.
All women are gay.
No.
Yes. I'm going on a limb to say that because there will never be a time where a man will let a man dance on him. Never. Unless you like that type of thing. But women, they let women dance on them.
I mean,
Women go to strip clubs. They be smacking on ass. Women be feeling on titties. Hell, women see other women naked in their own homes. Like, they would be the mamas, the sisters. I'll be butt naked and they getting dressed or whatever.
But nobody's touching their mom or their sister.
It doesn't matter. There will never be a time
admiring the
outside of sports will a man be a butt naked with another nigga.
And y'all call it sports. And that's the point.
I'm just saying.
Y'all give yourselves an excuse. There is a place where niggas is naked and niggas is okay with
it's
it.
It's just like.
So if it's a place,
is you just
it exists. And that's the point. Because niggas is soapy, flipping around
your eyes
in the locker
stay
room.
Up.
No.
You ain't never like, dang, bro, like you been working out, man. I see the, you'll never say that while
yes,
a nigga butt ass naked,
yes,
bro. Like, you will never say, dang, bro. See, you been hitting the leg, you been doing the leg thing. Nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
It's just you keep your eyes up. You in there handling your business.
There's nothing
you
wrong
might
with
sit
it.
There and chat with a nigga while, yeah, man, that was a good game out there. Yeah, bro, you
yeah,
see
but
that
you
third down. Da-da-da. But your eyes are up. You don't look down. You know what I'm saying? You don't. It's just, you make it as less awkward. You can't say, ooh, girl. Like, y'all girls be like, dang, girl, I see who.
That thing's sitting right.
Yeah, like, a man would never say that to another man.
Because niggas is niggas, and they feel like that's something less than. It's not, though. Because
y'all women are, all women are gay.
Not.
At least, like, 50% gay.
Not.
Or okay with their sexuality, where they could go look at some ass, look at some titties. Touch some titties. Because all y'all girls, when y'all go out, y'all get to dancing, y'all be popping each other on the butt and shit. Like,
I don't.
Never will you see a nigga, we at the club having a good time. You like, yeah, nigga, you go pop that nigga on his ass. You're not doing that. So that's what I'm telling y'all.
I mean, you can say whatever you want to say.
Just my theory.
And it's not valid.
If you agree with it, let me know. If not, let me know. Either way, let me know. So are you okay with her trying to zone the strip clubs out?
No, because it's silly. Yeah. Like, people deserve what they have.
People come
like,
to Atlanta for the strip clubs.
Like, so it's just like, it doesn't make sense, especially when you're saying that you're going to target strip clubs. What is the purpose? Mm-hmm. Like, you're targeting strip clubs as if they don't pay taxes and they don't do what they're supposed to do. If they are handling their business, then that's all you can ask for.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, the danger that comes, people getting killed, the
people
sex trafficking, all that stuff that happens, you know, the dangers, the flip side. So, I mean, like I said, please don't shut them down, lady. She's not going to get voted for because they won't have it. They're not going to deal with that shit. So we know what's going to happen over there. Next topic on the docket. I don't know, is this fair, Queen Germ? So, it's this lady. She's a childless woman, refuses to give up 6 of her paid vacation days to a coworker with 3 kids. Office drama ensues. Let's read this story. The United States is the only country in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, a group made of 36 of the world's wealthiest nations, that doesn't require employers to give workers annual paid leave, according to the Center for Economic and Policy Research. So we're the only country in this group that don't require employees to. So every job, oh my God, we getting screwed. So if you ain't getting no vacation time on your job, you getting screwed, my nigga.
But everybody gets vacation time on their job.
Everybody don't get vacation time. Apparently, it's not required. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I guess I see what you're saying. Everybody job doesn't have to give it to them.
Yeah. That leaves 23% of Americans with no paid vacation and 22% without paid holidays. So as you can imagine, if an employee is given paid time off, they take it pretty seriously. No wonder that when the 25-year-old childless worker and author of this post was asked by her 41-year-old colleague with kids to share her accumulated vacation days, the answer was negative. She wants me to give her 6 of my days. Her justification is that I'm childless and don't need that many days. But after telling her she cannot give away her hard-earned days, the office drama ignited. So let's read on below how it ended. Okay. So, she said, let's read the story. She said, my coworker has 3 kids and has worked at the company for 17 years. She says, I am 27 and childless and have worked here 5 years. We get 18 paid vacation days per year and unlimited sick days if we provide proof. The vacation days are added to your balance on January 1st and can accumulate if you don't use them. We can give them to someone else. My coworker regularly takes a day or two every month or so. This year, she used 10 of her days in January when her brother died and another 4 when her daughter got sick. As a result, she only had 4 days for the rest of the year. Tough titty. You know what I'm saying? I have been saving my days for a long vacation and have 44 days. So about 2 months worth saved up. God damn. This bitch said she about to take 2 months off of work. She said, my coworker kids wants her to take them on a 2-week vacation. The place they want to go is in our country, but pretty far away, so 4 days won't be enough. She wants me to give her 6 of my days. Her justification is I'm childless and don't need that many days. We do get a lot of PTO. I really want to go on a trip around Europe after the pandemic. She says she needs a break more than me. She's kind of right. Maybe kids do make you extra tired. It's not her fault she has to use 14 vacation days in the first 2 months of the year. I told her that I can't give her my days. She's upset and says that it's my fault her kids' dreams are being crushed. Am I the asshole?
I mean, and the answer is easy. It's no, because it's like nobody owes you anything.
Oh,
this
you
is
should.
The real world. My thing is simply, why you need 6 days? Why can't I give you 1 and you get 5? You know what I'm saying? Get 5 other people to give you 1. Like, why the hell does that all fall on me? So that's my thing. Like, hell, if I gave you 1 and 5 other people gave you 1, you got your 6 and you're good.
And that's exactly what happened. They said the update was she's not that terrible. Some other coworkers and I each gave her 8 days so she could have the full 2 weeks with her kids. I'm going to tell y'all this. Y'all way better than me. Because I wouldn't gave a motherfucker
I
shit.
I gave people days
man,
of mine.
Fuck that. I ain't giving nobody
I'm
shit.
I'm in a sick leave pool, whatever.
I'm in a sick pool, too.
It doesn't matter. Because if you need a day at some point, you should be able to get
but
one.
But sick pool was only, what, like 10 hours? 16 hours or some shit like that?
Yeah, it's like 2 days.
Yeah, that ain't shit. But I'm not going to just give you a day because you frivolous with yours. Fuck you, nigga.
She wasn't frivolous. Life happens. But my thing is, a day is nothing for you to give.
I was watching a TV show and somebody said, hey, what can you do? The mama already did. Ain't nothing you can do about that. Nigga, your brother in the hospital, God. Ain't nothing. You ain't no fucking doctor. Take your fucking ass to work. Get them 3 days, the day before, the day of, and the day after the fucking funeral, and keep it fucking moving. Keep your motherfucking days. Start pushing. Quit being a fucking pussy and push
on. Don't do that.
I'm just saying. Nah, look. Well, then shut the fuck up when you ain't got no fucking days at the end of the year. Don't bring me that shit. If you had to use 10 of your days in the first month of the year, you know you only got 8 more. Then you use 4. Oh, so you ain't even thinking about the goddamn. You don't need to go on vacation then. You tell your kids, hey, kids, you know Uncle Johnny died this year. I had to use all my days, so I'm sorry. We can't take this 2-week trip. Well, mom, get mad at Uncle Johnny. Don't get mad at me.
Don't get mad at Uncle Johnny. He dead.
Oh, exactly. So, you're not the asshole for not giving up your days.
I mean, you're never going to be the asshole unless you owe the person something. But you don't owe nobody anything. But I feel like going after the 6 days was a little
6
extreme, so.
Just because I got 44, bitch, why you pocket watching? That's what I would have said. Like, whoa. How do you know what I have? Well, you've been here 5 years. You never took a day off. So? So? You are always. And? I mean, how much for these 6 days? You gonna give me some money.
Nah, bro.
If you want these 6 days, you gonna pay me 6 days worth of motherfucker. I might
you
cut you a deal, give you 75%. I might give you 75% off. I mean, 75%, 25% off. If you know, 6 days. But you ain't getting these motherfuckers for free. Like, hell no.
That's why she should have been coming for 1 day a person, because that way you probably, nobody would have asked you for nothing.
You still paying me a fee.
I'm not paying shit.
Okay, well, you're not getting my days.
It wouldn't make me no difference, because in real life, I don't have to worry about it. I could take a whole year off my job and still get paid.
Privilege.
Over a year, actually.
Privilege.
So, I mean, I've been there 11 years, so I should have something.
I know. So, you could take a year off your job and do what?
Be at the house and get paid.
Doing what? You would still get your paycheck?
Yeah, because I would
How could you justify you being at home?
I can put it in. I mean, I can get, you know, FMLA or something. I mean, it could be anything. Oh. I mean, I can do a portion of it where I could just be out.
And so where would this money come from? Your retirement or something?
Like, it's the days that I have. They don't expire.
Oh, you have to use your time.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a year's worth of time.
I got a year's worth of time. Over a year's worth of time.
Oh, damn.
So that's, I'm just like, if something happened, I pray to God nothing happens that I have to use it like that. But if so, I'm like, shoot.
I got about a couple months, about 3 months.
I got 14 months, I think, the last time I checked.
Damn. That's what's up. Well, shit, so we in agreement. She's not the asshole.
She's not the asshole, but she gave one day, so she's really good.
I mean, I'll be like, the audacity to come at me like that. Like, you don't even fuck with me.
People
like
with
that.
Audacity are people who actually do wrong and they think that they are right. This person was willing to compromise, so she definitely wouldn't fall into that category. Unlike some of my students this week, who y'all don't even want to do nothing for the student organization y'all a member of, but the national organization sent out a thing saying that they were giving scholarships. Y'all clowns want me to write y'all a letter as the advisor when y'all don't even give the blanket for the blanket drive. Like, it's a $5 blanket. You can't pay $5, but you want some people to give you $1,000.
Yeah, right.
Help me.
People get on my fucking nerves.
Sense of the foolery.
So, we want to know, is she the asshole? Would you give your coworker some day? Even if they're going to try to say my kids, then you're going to try to throw the kids in it? Like, nah.
Don't even come. The thing is, her angle is all wrong.
Exactly.
If I want something from you, I would have simply said it. Okay, hey, Jen, I would like to have one of your days because I'm planning a trip and I don't have enough days. Don't even mention your kids.
Yeah.
Because if you needed a day, like I said, if you went and told everybody and they already did that transfer slip, by the time everybody knew that they all gave you a day and now you got 6 free days, the jig would be sealed and everything would be fine. You running around here asking somebody out the gate, can I get 6 days? You could never get 6
and
days.
And then try to make me feel bad about it. Like, you don't have any kids. This is it. Whoa. Why are you talking about my lifestyle?
I might have a kid in the next 9
months.
I'm 27.
You
41.
Like, by the time I'm your age, I hope I might have some kids. So I might be in your situation. But guess what? I'm going to have some motherfucking time. Unlike your motherfucking ass. Like, shit.
And clearly she ain't been using her time wisely, because if you said that the time accumulates.
Thank you.
That mean you ain't had shit to start the year off with.
It says she take 2-3 days a month. So you already took your vacation throughout the year.
Yeah.
So it's either you're going to get taxes checking out your check during the year or you ain't. You either going to get an income tax check or you ain't. So it's up to you. If you the one that say, hey, I don't want to pay no taxes, and I get my tax return throughout the year, that's what you got to deal with. So when tax season come, you don't get shit. Or you could be one of them niggas, hey, I'm going to pay my taxes, dude. You know, I'm going to do the right thing. Pay my taxes. And you get a check. I guess that's how it works. I don't know.
I got $13 last year.
At least you didn't owe.
I guess that's what we're going to hope for. That's what we're going to be thankful for.
Yeah, let's be thankful for that. And since everyone is thankful, we're going to do another top 10 list. It's top 10 time, people. This top 10 is the most diverse cities in the United States. I feel like we've done this one, but I don't think we have.
I don't think we did diverse.
We did all different races, but not diverse.
Yeah.
So, this is another note sent in by one of our Patreons. Shout out to Jay Will.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. He said, here's a top 10 for y'all. And it's the most diverse cities in the U.S., and it goes a little something like this. Number 10 is Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
All right. Number 9 is Fresno, California. Number 8, Los Angeles, California. Number 7, Houston, Texas. Number 6, San Jose, California. Number 5, Long Beach, California. I see a trend here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back. Let's see the demographics. I mean, Chicago is 56% white, 32% black. I'm only going to say white and black here. Okay. And 28% Hispanic. God damn. Them numbers don't add up.
I'm going to say, how them numbers add up?
I'm sitting here doing the math. I think they got a number wrong. Because 56 and 32 is goddamn 80.
Well, I guess it'd be biracial. You count in both categories or more than one category.
Yeah, that ain't right.
That might be what it is.
Then it got... In Fresno, California, it's 69% white, 7.6% black, 16% Asian, and 49.5% Hispanic.
That don't add up.
That don't add up. Los Angeles, 67% white, 11% black, 15% Asian, and 48% Hispanic.
Hispanics running the joint.
Houston, Texas, 62% white, 26% black, 8% Asian, and 44% Hispanic. They must be
registering as white Hispanics.
Something. You know how they do in Hialeah.
Exactly.
Number six was San Jose with 46% white, 3.5% black, 41% Asian, and 32% Hispanic. Five was Long Beach, 60% white, 16% black, 16% Asian, and 41% Hispanic. Number four was New York, New York, 49% white, 28% black, 16% Asian, and 29% Hispanic. Number three, Sacramento, California, 50% white, 15% black, 22% Asian, and 29% Hispanic. Funny thing on this one, Pacific Islander, Native Hawaiian, 2.3% in Sacramento, Sac Town. Number two, Oakland, California.
California got it on lock.
42% white, 28% black, 18% Asian, and 26% Hispanic. And the number one most diverse city in the United States is Stockton, California. We got 49% white, 12% black, 23% Asian, and 42% Hispanic. Now, your top three, Queen Germ.
I don't even know. Everything California.
Everything California. So between the California, you got Stockton, you got Oakland, you got Sac Town, LA. You got Long Beach, you got San Jose, you got L.A., you got Fresno.
L.A., Oakland, and I'm going to say Texas.
And Houston? Yeah. Okay. My top three would be Oakland number one, L.A. number two, and I'm going to go, I got to go Houston number three. So we got the same cities. Okay, bottom three, okay. Bottom three. What's your bottom three? I'm going to stop you right there. Yeah. Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. That's the bottom three. You don't want to live in that place because, and look, Chicago gets a bad rap because of one little area of Chicago. Other parts of Chicago are nice out here. It's not like that. But that little area of Chicago, it make it bad for everybody. So, and then it get too fucking cold in Chicago.
Well, like,
it
gets, was raping people or stealing people?
I mean, that old block, that whole area, Tucaville, old block area, you know, that's the bad part of the Chirac that you see. You know what I'm saying? Chirac ain't the whole Chicago. It's just that little area. So, but reasons being, Chicago's still too fucking cold. I can't live nowhere where it get that fucking cold. And Oakland, L.A., and Texas, Houston, that's all right for me. You know what I'm saying? Because you get good food, good weather, and, you know, good weed.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't beat that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the bottom three, I mean, even though Chicago's a good eating city, it's just too fucking cold. Like, I can't live nowhere that fucking cold.
You just
cold.
Drop in there during the summertime.
Yeah, I guess. I don't want to drop there, period. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, whatever. Yes.
Well, wait till you see what we have for you next week on our top 10. It's going to blow your socks off.
Not your socks.
All right, man. It's TV talk time, man. Since kind of light with the TV talk this week, we didn't have an episode of the Wonder Years, I'm sure, because it was a holiday. BMF ended. So all we have is Power, Book of Ghosts, son of Tasha, brother of Yaya, and dead sister,
grandson of the DUI,
yeah, lady. And grandson of DUI, Book of Ghosts 2, whatever it's called. That happened. What'd you think about the episode?
I am really seeing a pattern with Tyreek and his strange life. Like, in the beginning, I was just like, yeah, but no, maybe. It's like this boy has a jam-packed day every day. Like, I mean, it never is a dull moment. I don't see when he sleeps. I don't see when he showers. I don't know.
He has nightmares when he sleeps.
Exactly. So he don't do that often. So it's just like, the poor kid, he needs to be at a doggone mental facility. Like, he is going to be crazy soon.
Yes. I mean, then he doesn't have a car, and he gets around quickly. So quick.
And like I tell a nigga, hey, I need you to take me.
Nigga call him up like, yo, I need you to come over here. Nigga, get there. You gotta go. Like, nigga, I don't know where the school is and where the hood is. It can't be that far from the hood. Because this nigga must have an unlimited bus token. Because he gets everywhere. He gets to the lawyer's office. He gets to school. He gets to Monet's.
He gets to pick his daughter. I mean, his sister up.
Nigga
from
go
the
to Connecticut. Hey, I need a ride to Connecticut. Like, what the fuck? Like, this nigga just be going everywhere. So,
limitless. Limitless, Tyreek.
So getting back to Tyreek, Tyreek's sister get caught up in because the grandma had a DUI, so they put her sister in a foster home, so he couldn't come stay with him because, you know, a dorm is not a proper residence for a child to stay. So now him and his sister separated. He had to get rid of his phone that he answered the police on, so he threw that in the bonfire, so he don't know when he gonna talk to his mama, but he has a plan to get the lawyer to find his mother for him. And, you know, of course, the lawyer do anything for money. They just bleeding this man dry. Hey, they running this man to death, giving him all these prices. You're not questioning how this young man is coming up with all. You up at $55,000 cash.
Yeah.
This nigga come up with it.
He come up with it every time. He never short. And y'all don't have nothing wrong with it. So that mean it right there, y'all dirtier than dirty because y'all getting him to go out here and make this money to give to y'all some bullshit.
You're
and
not
then,
questioning it.
No.
This nigga ain't got no damn job. This nigga a college student.
He should be broke.
Yes. Oh, maybe it's his trust fund money. I don't know. I'm not asking
getting
where he's
question.
Getting the
exactly.
money from.
Come on, man.
Then you got Sax's having sex with somebody that's on the opposite side. I guess
that's dealing with the case with the murder of the school teacher.
The school teacher, which was what's his name?
Jabari.
Yes, him. And so Sax got some pertinent information or whatever. It really, the cop that's investigating it.
He finna fuck everything up.
Because him and old girl had a relationship. And he still got feelings for her. She must have got that thang out.
She don't, because she can't keep a nigga.
Everybody, I mean.
She throwing that pussy like a frisbee.
Everybody on the show
then fucked
her.
Home.
Everybody on the show has fucked her. Like, that is terrible. Like, everybody.
Except for Tyreek.
Tyreek almost did. She was trying to throw that pussy at him. Or she
like
felt
said,
bad for him.
She tossing it out there and it keeps coming back. It ain't nobody keeping the frisbee. Nobody wants it. They play with it and they give it back.
So, yeah.
They don't want her.
The cop, he trying to pin her for the murder because he mad because she fucking the basketball,
everybody.
Zeke and everything.
And Zeke is still slow.
Yeah, Zeke is still, like Monet got him declaring for the draft and he don't think he ready. Because
he not.
He's not. But, you know, hey, she said she got, that's her way out of New York. That's her ticket out. And so she need to get away from everything. So wherever he goes, she going to go and set up shop. Well, at least that's her plan. And she wants to be his agent and handle all his affairs. And he's going to smarten up now because he took an agent card. And the little sister, she wants to go to college and sell drugs. You know, she wants a better life for herself. And so, but she is using her mind for something good. She's putting together, you know, she hollered at Effie. And Effie kind of told her, like, yo, we got to figure out because they got a whole shipment of powdered sugar.
Yeah.
And she thinking, Monet think it was whoever the plug was in the street sold
it
to
her. And it's actually the brother.
And actually, in actuality, Kane stole that shit from the young Tariq homeboy because he was flexing on the gram. Kane followed him to the house, find it, switched it out. You know what I'm saying? Now they got flour and he introduced a new connect to them. So he basically going to sell them their dope back first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He going to sell them their own shit back to him. And
cause he still ain't shit.
Yes, and then the funny thing about his connect, him and Monet used to have something going on before her and her husband. And
or
he,
at the same time, who knows? I mean,
yeah, who knows? But
the nigga been locked up for a minute, so that could have been anybody that you mess with at any given time.
So I wonder, is that gonna ever come? Well, of course, it's gonna come to full circle. That is he using Kane to get to her,
because
he was riding by the house bumping like New Edition
the love
songs.
Song that
yeah,
he knew that she would
it brought back memories and shit.
But it was some broad in the car, so
yeah.
I guess he must have paid
he
her
must
to
have
play
paid somebody
music.
To do
yeah.
it or something like that. Yeah, he's like, you got my message.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be interesting. So you know, he's still a weird character. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure him out. What's his whole goal? What's his game? If it's just to get Monet back, dude, you don't want that washed up piece of trim, bro. Like it ain't the 80s no more. I'm just saying, man. Like if you used to hit that shit.
If you love somebody, you love them.
But
love is timeless.
That pussy was good in 89. This is 2021. That pussy ain't good. Like you hitting the, it ain't the same. So,
okay.
Yeah. So don't think it is. And you fall in love with them old eyes. You need to look in the current eyes. But, you know, hey, he might like what he like.
He like what he like now.
Yeah.
If he going through all that trouble, got people playing music and riding by. And
but he's some big time kingpin or whatever like that, you know.
Yeah, that's
she
what
took
she
the
like.
Card. She took the card, so, you know, she that's might mess she around the car.
He about looked like the old husband. I mean, like the husband that's locked up.
Yeah, that's how I thought it was a brother like, or something. Yeah,
they look alike.
But she don't know he's the plug.
No,
she don't know. She don't know that. And so that's when that I know that's going to be some shit when she find out. What? You doing business with him? Why ain't you talk to me first? Like, she tries to run everything, and that's the only weird part about it. Like, I couldn't be in that situation. I'm sorry. She's just too controlling, and I'd be like, ma'am, you need to calm
down. I mean, she only liked that because the husband is locked up. Yeah. She didn't have that much say-so, I mean, the way they act. Like, she had to step into that role when the husband got locked up.
Yeah, like,
so.
She won't even let the little your girl go to school. Like, you might want her to have a normal life if she just can't be a drug dealer.
She just mad because she can see that she's starting to fall for Tariq, and she's saying that Tariq is not the guy that you think he is, and he's not going to be that for you. So, she don't want to keep pushing her in those places where Tariq is, and then she gonna fall for a nigga who ain't about shit. Cause Tariq ain't no kind of relationship material.
I mean, he got too, his phone ring too damn much. I mean, you know, that's his problem.
Yeah. I mean, he gotta be too many places.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that nigga phone, like that nigga, every time he about to get some buns, phone go off. The girl got mad. I just see you're just too busy. Every time, you know.
Yeah, something comes up.
He's like, babe, you got to understand. That's the kind of guy I am, man. I'm Tariq.
And she just need to be glad that something saved her every time because he ain't the one.
Mm. Speaking of ain't the one, Insecure happened. What you think about it?
I used to feel some type of way about your boy. What his name is? Lawrence or Lamar?
Which one?
Lawrence?
Which one? The new one boyfriend?
The baby.
Oh,
the
that's
baby.
Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence. So, I don't know. All I do know is it was hilarious when Issa, in her dream, in her mind, saw them with the baby. And she saw him in real life with the baby at the hospital. But when she was walking away, that happened for real. But she daydreamed that she actually walked to him and was like, can I hold a baby? Oh,
yeah,
he's so
cute. Yeah, don't make this awkward for you.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's not make it awkward. And she had the baby and she was like, fuck that kid.
Shot
and
that nigga like
the baby
a three-pointer.
Like a, exactly. That shit was hilarious.
Like, fuck them kids.
I was like, oh my God. But yes, it was extremely funny. The mama, Molly's mom, woke up, so that's great. And then Molly was running around there looking crazy, dancing and wilding out.
At the retreat. Yeah, she got too drunk, wild out, thought she had slept with her partner and stuff.
And didn't.
Because he left his watch in the room. And so the next morning she got up, she was so embarrassed. They showed her the video of her, you know, being the life of the party and stuff. You know, you never want to be that drunk person at the work function. Never, never, never. You never reveal your true self at a work function, people. And Molly was embarrassed. And then... when she found
I think
out
the man wanna. I think he wanna slide up in there though.
Yeah, but he know it's like we work together. We better not do that. And then he like, look at your haircut. Like he like, yo. Look
he didn't. He didn't. He doesn't want to rub his fingers through her hair. He doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
he don't
want to
do that.
He's good with it. He likes it like that.
Mm-mm. But anyway, so Molly, she tried to, you know, when she found out her mother woke up, you know, she had a little weak moment, and he kind of resisted and said some whack shit. Oh, my mom had a mug too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just an awkward situation.
Yeah,
and,
he was hugging. They were hugging each other in the at the hotel or whatever. And
nice
he told,
support.
Yeah, so it was good for what it was. But, hey, next week, they could actually be smashing.
Speaking of smashing, Issa and they had this scene. Issa and Nathan was doing it. She said she loved him and stuff. And did Nathan say anything back?
No. I mean, and he didn't even acknowledge it. And she was just, like, hurt about it. And I get it. But are you really sure you love him? Because I think that that's your rebound emotions because you don't have what you want with the person you want to be with. So, like Luther said, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. Mm. So
she think about
I
Lawrence
think,
while she fucking
yeah.
this man.
And that's why she fucking him so good because...
yeah, he getting that Lawrence dick.
Yeah.
Lawrence pussy, my bad.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. But yeah, so I just feel like that's what she going through. And so she can't even get over the way she feeling because she doesn't have somebody to feel the same way. And so with that being the case, it's almost like, you know, she's forcing it because of the fact that she wants it to be something just so that she can feel like, oh, I have a good relationship too. Whereas he's not the only person who's, you know, got it together. The man done moved back and you felt some type of way because he didn't contact you, all of that stuff. Okay, fine. He moved
well,
back.
She don't know if he moved back yet.
She
showed
it.
Yeah, yeah. She did. She was stalking his gram.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's just what it is. But It's like, if a nigga did all that and that's happened, I guess we just have to believe that that's what's meant to be. Like, let them do what they do. Because at the end of the day, he made that choice. So let him live in it. Let him miss you at least.
Well, I mean, you know. And then the whole Nathan situation, they had to blow up because Nathan, he was just like, he had a little situation at the job where the dude wasn't showing up pulling his weight, but he was bringing in, high content clientele, you could say. And so he stole a couple of his customers. Everybody know, barbershop, if a nigga is a nigga customer and he ain't there, you don't cut the nigga hair. You just tell him he ain't there. And if you do cut his hair, I mean, I don't, like, the barbershop I go to, if I go there and my barber not there, I have gotten a haircut, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to go to another barbershop. It's just that I know these guys here. I'm keeping the money at the same barbershop. It's not a problem, you know what I'm saying? But I can understand in other barbershops where it might be a problem. So he kind of came and Nate like, yo, pay my booth. You got my booth rental since you're stealing my customer. And Nate was like, nigga. And they were going back and forth. And he started talking shit about Nate and his mental issues and stuff. You know, kind of put Nathan in the space. So when him and Issa was hanging out, you know, Issa was just talking about her. Like women typically do. They fail to realize that men have feelings and emotions, and
men, you know, have created the dynamic. So therefore, men call it being pussy when you got feelings. Therefore, if you ain't got a pussy, you can't be pussy. You ain't got no motherfucking feelings. And that's how y'all created it. So don't be mad because you want somebody to hear you out and to listen to what your day was all about when you created this environment where men don't have feelings unless they soft. So if you don't want me to treat you like you soft, don't come in here talking about your motherfucking feelings.
Damn. See, that's the problem. And that's what Nate was going through. She ain't even asked about his problem. She just started going about, you know, thinking it was about her. Oh, what, is it me? Because I said it isn't. He like, you won't even ask, like, what my problem is. It's not you. And then, so since we here, now we're going to say it. And so now they left on an awkward stance. I didn't think the Nathan and Issa thing was going to work because Lawrence is around. You know what I'm saying? And once she seen Lawrence, she let the good
it
man
all,
go.
But it all started.
Because women, listen,
again.
Women let good niggas go too. Don't think
everybody
it's just niggas.
Let good people go.
That's what I'm just saying. But it happens to women too. You know what I mean? It probably happened more to men. They let a good woman go.
Niggas
but
is
women
niggas.
Run off good men too.
Mm. And not necessarily say run off, but I mean, sometimes things are worth fighting for and neither person is willing to put in enough fight because some shit wouldn't be fucked up if you gave it what it deserved. Mm. Like if you saw that the person was what, you know what I'm saying, what you wanted or needed, you would have tried harder for the people to be together. Sometimes you're just too young to notice. Mm. And then when you realize like, oh, I done been through a whole lot of fuck niggas and that boy wasn't half as bad as I thought he was. Mm. That happens. Same thing with the females, but you know, you live and learn.
Yep, you definitely do that. We're going to try to watch King Richard this week. Somebody suggested we watch the Kevin Hart show, Untrue or something.
You know I don't know.
It's something like that. Whatever's on Netflix. They said it's pretty, you need to check it out.
We'll watch it.
So we'll check it out. We ain't watched it. We ain't caught up on Wentworth. We ain't finished that yet.
Mm-mm.
So we got to knock the rest of that out.
Because people was rushing people trips and still didn't do shit. But, okay.
At any rate. So that's all for TV Talk. We'll be back next week with some more shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ take situations suggested by you, the listener, or I just make them up. And we act them out. Before we get into this, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes. Hell, we wasn't even in the drama club. But every week we come here and do an improv for you guys. And the situation this week goes a little something like this. Co-workers argue over stolen lunch. Let's set the scene. You're in the break room. You go in the refrigerator. You look for your lunch. And it's gone. You look around the room to see if you see any remnants. It's like a couple coworkers in there. You've pinpointed one who you think stole it. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Action! Hey, anybody seen my plate that was in this refrigerator?
Mm-mm, what you had?
I had a plate in here that had my name on it.
What's your name, nigga?
Nigga, my name Jason. That's what it said on the damn plate. Now, I look over in the trash can. I see my plate in the trash. The food ain't in there. And that's my plate. So, ain't nothing but like three of y'all in here. One of y'all motherfuckers ate my food. Which one of y'all was it?
The shit wasn't that good no way. So I don't
what
know
the fuck you mean it wasn't that good?
It wasn't.
It wasn't yours. Nigga, it was made for my taste, not yours. What you doing eating people food?
It was in there.
It had my name on it. It was not like this.
I didn't see no name on it.
So who the fuck are you that you could just walk in the refrigerator and just pick up anybody food?
I opened it. I thought it smelled like it was okay. And then when I started eating it, I was like, damn, this shit ain't even good.
Again, you ate pretty much of it. I don't see nothing in the goddamn trash can.
You don't know where that food at.
Again, who the fuck are you to be eating people's shit?
Clearly the person who ate somebody's food. Clearly. Like, okay. You ranting and raving about something. What you going to do about it?
Give me $25 for my plate right now.
That plate wasn't. It wasn't no $25.
Give me $25 for my plate right now. It wasn't $25 worth of good. I need $25.
You might need $25. You might want $25.
Listen,
but you ain't
getting
$25 from over here.
Ain't nobody. Hey, listen. This is not going to be a good work situation today if I don't get my $25 fucking dollars. Now, give me my motherfucking money now. I'm not playing this shit. Motherfucker bring their food to put in the refrigerator and motherfucker going to eat that shit. And then you got the audacity. The motherfucker
you
audacity.
Asked a question. But I gave you an answer, nigga. Did you want me to ignore you?
Again, you cannot.
It didn't have your name on it.
It did have my motherfucking name on it. Look on the box. It's right here. J-A-S-O-N. Jason. That didn't say it free to anybody that fucking want it. Your name ain't fucking Jason.
It don't
why
have
the fuck
to
is
be. My damn stomach full, though.
Okay, I bet it is.
My stomach full,
and my pocket about to be full of this $25, or it's about to be some shit up in this motherfucker.
Interesting.
I'm tell you right now, you better go ahead and call your old man up here. If you ain't got my $25 fucking dollars, it's going to be some problems up here. So you better call your man, your brother, your uncle. Somebody about to come up here, and I'm about to take $25 out of somebody's ass. It could be yours.
It can't be mine.
Shit.
It can't be mine.
Shit.
I'm trying to tell you, like, it ain't no reason for no grown-ass man to be coming at a woman talking about some motherfucking food that was not made properly no way.
It doesn't matter how it was made.
So you mad about some shit that don't even make no sense. You gonna be a man? If you're a man and you're confronting a woman about some food.
I'm confronting a woman that ate my
shit.
You ate my food.
Come
either
on.
Come up with my money. Or
so
come up with
press?
Some ass.
You that
some,
press?
I'm that press. I'm about to press up on you. Either you gonna give up some pussy or you gonna give up my damn money.
Oh, nah, ain't nobody giving up no
oh,
pussy.
Oh, you giving up some
plate.
Pussy or something? Because this ain't going down like this.
I got to eat a whole lot of lunches before
shit,
me
you ate that
pussy.
One lunch. And so we about to take it out that ass. So either you come up with my money or you come up with some ass. Simple as that. Cut.
Ass it is.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If y'all like that. Suggest some topics. We act them out. We don't give a damn.
We do the best we can.
We do the best. Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. We read rap lyrics around here. I know the gimmick. I know y'all saying, like, what the fuck? Yes, we read rap lyrics. But the gimmick is we read them in a professional voice, office voice, dramatic voice, whatever voice you want to read them in. But you got to bring it. And this week is my turn. You ready, Queen Germ?
I'm ready. I ain't got to do shit.
It goes a little something like this. You poor dummy. You should be spending your whore money. When she offered you some, you probably tell her, no, honey. You too slow, sonny. What I'm spitting gonna make you know something. So the next time, instead of just talking, you could show something. And most hoes, it's like casinos, built to blow something. So anytime a bitch approach me, I see some dough coming. My main focus is tricks who be out hoe hunting. But they don't get that pussy for free. I make them owe something. That was MJG with one of his verses on their smash hit Pimp Hard. For their Bad Boy album, which I really don't recognize because that wasn't, I mean, it was Bad Boy South, but it was still too Diddy-ish. It didn't have that Southern feel to it. I love that song, though. The beat on it goes so hard. I just take Diddy off of it and I'm okay. It's HBCU Confession time. HBCU Confessionals. I go to the HBCU Confessional, grab some tweets, and bring them back to Queen Germ. And this one goes a little something like this. I let my gay ass roommate eat my pussy. But I kind of lied and told her I was bi. But honestly, I'm straight. I just wanted to get my pussy ate every night. She asked me when I'm going to eat hers, but I've been gagging at the thought of it. Eventually, she going to find out I lied, and I hope she don't get too mad. LOL. TSU. Now, I don't know if that's the real TSU or the other TSU, but we just going to say TSU.
Go for it.
So, Queen Jern, let's hear it.
I mean, I don't understand why you worked up about, well, I guess you should. Well, if you just not a pussy eating person, what's the problem?
But old girls, she lied and said she was bi. So old girl,
but you, I'm bi because I'm gonna lay down and watch. So I'm the pillow princess. Yeah, watch why you do what you do.
But she like, yo, when you gonna goddamn lick the cat? What you gonna say? I don't do that.
If you eating coochie and I don't eat coochie, then we just needed to have that conversation.
But you're not really bi if you don't eat coochie.
Yeah.
Nah, you just like your coochie ate. You a tongue is a tongue. Mm. You ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like that's all it is. I mean, shit. Not saying you know this is equal, but I guess most of them jail niggas be thinking like, shit. I can get my dick sucked, but I ain't sucking no dick. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's they, you know.
That's the mentality. But I just feel like if you're engaging in any of that activity, then it's something there.
Yeah.
But hey, who does, and people do what they want to do.
That's wild.
I just feel like you can't get your coochie ate. I mean, my thing is I'm a pleaser. So I wouldn't want somebody to do something to me that I wouldn't do to them or something like that to them. Mm. So it's just like, I don't understand why you even would put yourself in a situation like that if you knew it ain't no way in the world I'm eating no coochie. Like, I wouldn't even let you do that to me.
Mm. So like, you wouldn't let a girl eat your box?
No, like, why?
But, I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess you just want your
box. I
mean,
in this situation, this thing here is a two-way street type thing. So I'm getting ate because I'm planning on eating you. But I don't find women attractive to say I want to have sex with you. And that's sex to me because that's what women can do.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, so no. Mm-mm. It ain't necessary. Like, if a nigga doing what he supposed to be doing, what the hell I need a woman to eat me out for?
I mean, hey, man, the tongue might be a little softer. Who knows?
It don't matter. I like ridges. Shit.
She said I like ridges. Well, if y'all like those HBCU confessions, go check them out. But this just further proves my theory that all women are gay.
Why?
Because she just said that let a woman eat her out. She
That's
ain't
not
gay.
The girl said she's not gay, she not bi, she whatever she want to call it. But my thing
again,
is, it doesn't matter.
If I have a male roommate and I want my dick sucked every night, and I tell him, hey, man, just to get my dick sucked, nigga, I'm gay.
And she is too. So exactly. It doesn't matter. But you saying that it's a whole lot of women out here wouldn't let a woman touch them. Yeah. In any way, shape, or form. So that's like, that's not the issue. It's like, I mean,
I think the numbers is lower than what you think it is.
I've had women come to me and want to touch my titties. Like, I didn't tell you that you could.
How many women have touched your titties? You don't say that. A woman touched your titties, correct?
Yeah, more than
all
one.
All right, then. So, more
that's,
than one?
That's not,
you
that's
subscribe
not
to that lifestyle.
No, I'm not.
You're bi.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Ask me how many dudes touch my penis. Zero.
The doctor did. I know your doctor has. You over 40.
That's a doctor.
But you
said
a
job.
Man touching your dick.
I'm talking about for like, just a nigga asked me, yo, can I touch your penis? Yeah, go ahead, man. No,
yeah,
nigga, that's never happened. Like y'all be saying, oh, girl, those titties sitting like, oh, wow, that's a nice
too.
Bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's what a nigga would never be like, oh, hey, nigga, boy, are you feeling them gray sweats out, nigga? Damn, dog. Oh,
uh-huh.
Okay. Nah,
you should if that's what you want to do. Touch that thing.
Yeah.
See,
get your motherfucking head knocked the fuck out, too.
Yeah,
unless it's Terry Crews.
Men have boundaries that y'all feel
women
like.
Women don't have boundaries because y'all gay.
No. See, you're doing too much. But the thing is, y'all draw the line in the sand because you have always been the ones to make the rules. It's just that simple. So if we are saying, oh, I love you, I am your girl, you my girl, whatever, and somebody touching whatever, it's not like somebody is trying to do anything. Like, for me, I just feel like you going way left field with it because it's not like somebody's like, take your titties out. I want to suck on your nipple or I want to do something sexual to you. You just saying.
Y'all girls get drunk.
Going,
y'all sit there like, ah, y'all be sitting there.
I don't be
kissing
no girl.
All
no.
That
no, 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 no. That's not y'all girls. I feel like people use alcohol as excuses to do the stuff that they already want to do. So if they want to have sex with a man or a woman, that's what they already doing. If they wanted to do anything else, that's what they already doing. if they just out here want to be belligerent, you're out here cussing and fussing and saying all kind of things to folk, that's what you wanted to do. And you want to use the liquor as your excuse for why you did and behaved that way. So what's in you, come out you when you're drunk. That's all.
You heard it here first, people.
That's all.
I'm just saying. So, y'all ladies out there.
Not ladies.
Check yourself in the mirror. At least 40% of y'all are.
We not.
40 to 50. That's my number. I'm sticking
with it. My thing is.
What number you think?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
As long as you are consenting adults, hey, do you.
As long as you get consent. Speaking of consent, do you have my consent to give your keep it 100?
Do I have your consent?
Yeah. Or do I have your consent to ask you, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes, I have a keep it 100, as weirdly worded as you said that. My keep it 100 is so many things about Zoom that we have done. If y'all still are able to do meetings on Zoom, y'all gotta know how to handle this muting of the mic. And you can't be abusing Zoom to say, oh, we just want to pop in on you, say hey, talk about a couple of things. Some of that shit can still be reduced to an email.
100.
Like, it's no need for us to have to do all of this extra stuff that we doing just because there's a Zoom. Then that means that we need to do something different.
That's what I was trying to ask you to do. I didn't understand. But anyway. Yeah, they are abusing the Zoom. I told you. That's what's going to run. Your Keep It 100 going to lead into my Keep It 100.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we abusing the Zoom. A lot of stuff can be a memo, an email, whereas we don't have to just log on and see everybody's faces doing the work that we've been doing. Just send us the email. It's okay. Life can go on. We don't have to abuse the Zoom.
Yes. My Keep It 100, to piggyback off yours, you're not special.
100.
Don't for 1 second think that you deserve anything over the next man, or you think that your problems are magnified more than mine. No, sir, you're not special. Reason being this, I got a Facebook message from somebody I haven't spoke to in over 20 years. They hit me up on Thanksgiving asking me, could I offer them some help? I was like, help you what? He was like, he just needed some money to get his kids something to eat because they just got a new place and it took all this money. So I'm thinking, this is the day after Thanksgiving. Okay? Day after Thanksgiving, it's food every fucking well. People throwing away food, people looking to give away. Like, it ain't a shortage of food the day after Thanksgiving. Trust me. So how the fuck you ain't got no food the day after Thanksgiving? Secondly, how do you feel about asking a nigga, you a grown-ass nigga, asking another nigga in a Facebook message for some money to get some food that you ain't motherfucking talked to in 20 motherfucking years? So I told this nigga, I said, look, man, it's hard out here for everybody, man. I got a kid on the way to college. You just got to get out there for yourself, man. Ain't nobody going to help you. The nigga reply was, oh, I always work. Oh, I got a job. I always have. It's just I needed some help till Wednesday till I got paid. Well, my nigga, you ain't start off your segment by, hey, man, what's been going on? How you doing? You ain't soften the nigga up. You cut straight to the point, so I cut straight to the point. Nigga, I ain't giving you shit.
He said he wasn't wasting all them characters on you.
Oh, good. And I wasn't wasting no characters on him neither. I wasted some because I told him he need to get a fucking life. He need to get up off your ass and go get it. Yes, you done had an unfortunate year. Everybody has. Everybody has some stuff that they could grovel over and let them put them in the funk. But no, niggas have pushed on. Niggas have, life goes on. And that's what you need to motherfucking realize, nigga. That's my whole point. You ain't fucking special. I don't know. These people
why
been.
I ain't special.
Nigga. Niggas, you call somebody with a sob story. What are they going to tell you? Oh, wow. Wait. Oh. Niggas going to be like, shit, I can hit you back with a sob story.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's it. That's all I got for you. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, you ain't my people that I fuck with on the regular. If one of my people call me, I'm like, yo, I need da-da-da-da-da. If I got it, I get it to you. But you calling me randomly out the blue, my nigga? Fuck out of here.
He said you do podcasts, though.
I don't give it. I thought they was going, hey, man, can you help me start a podcast? I thought that's what he's going to ask. I did not know this was going to be solicitation for funds. Nigga, I don't know you like that, cuz.
Nigga, he want to get to know you.
Oh, well, we knew each other back in the day. I ain't talked to you in 2 decades. That means we ain't cool. And I don't know why in your mind you thought I was cool enough for you, we were cool enough for you to ask me for money. Nigga, please. So, yeah, stop thinking you special. Stop thinking you the only nigga in the world with problems. Stop thinking that your problems are bigger than someone else's. No, that nigga might be disguising his or hers, and they moving on with life. You ain't you're not the only person who lost a mate. You ain't the only person who lost a parent. You ain't the person who lost a child. You ain't the person who lost a friend. Everybody got a fucking story. Yours ain't fucking special. Stop thinking you are. That's the end of my rant.
Thank you.
Winner or loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Yes, I'm gonna say my winner this week is Miss Leslie Nurse.
Winner.
She was falsely accused in a Walmart, in Alabama, for shoplifting, and come to find out, she didn't steal. So a court awarded her $2.1 million for being falsely accused of shoplifting. So Leslie Nurse is my winner this week.
Wow, man, that's dope. My winner this week is nigga culture.
Winner.
What I mean by that is, all you niggas going out there, spending money on bullshit, just being wasteful, just doing nigga shit. Y'all my winners, man, because that shit ain't gonna never go away. That shit ain't never going away. We act like we want better, but we goddamn keep falling for the goddamn hook and ladder, nigga. We keep falling for the bullshit. We can't get away from that nigga shit. My nigga told me a long time ago, nigga shit'll keep you broke. And as long as we keep doing this nigga shit, we gonna stay broke. So my winners is nigga culture, because goddamn it, we can't get rid of that shit. I swear we can't. Losers, you got any losers?
Yes, my loser this week has got to be none other than Alice Sebold.
Loser.
She was the lady who was responsible for sending a man named Anthony Broadwater to prison for 16 years behind a rape where she falsely identified. Well, she didn't falsely identify. She knew she didn't know for sure if it was him. But of course, he was black, so that was all she needed to know. And the man went to prison for 16 years and, you know, was listed and looked at as a sex offender when he never raped a lady, and he maintained his innocence the whole time he was in prison. And now she decided she wanted to write a 400-page letter. Nigga, them pages can't do nothing but waste more time out of my life that I can't live again. You done robbed me of 16 years. I don't want your apology unless it got a check at the back of this envelope or something. Damn. But she talking about how sorry she feel and all of this other stuff, but she... You know what I'm saying? You stole 16 years from somebody. So that's the privilege of being white versus sometimes the downside of being black, because the people hear it, they go with the fact that, you know, you had to be guilty. She ID'd you. So clearly that's what happened. But Alice Sebold, no matter how much apologizing you do, you still my loser, because you are responsible for robbing somebody of 16 whole years of their life.
Damn. Tough.
And then he didn't get out because she wrote the letter. Now he was already being released from prison, and she was scared that the truth was gonna come out.
And so she came up.
This hole is trifling.
God damn.
Trifling.
Bitch, you gotta go in there and do the rest of my time.
Yeah, shit. You need to do them 16 years I did.
Hell yeah. Like, was I sentenced for?
I don't know how many years, and maybe 20, but the thing was, he was already released, and 2 years after him being released, she was so terrified. She was just like,
what? Bitch!
He was out for 2 years, and then you wrote this apology. Like, come on, bro. Ooh, like, I ought to slap you.
I'm not going to say
something. She was raped. It wasn't like she just faked the whole thing. She had the wrong person.
Not by me, bitch. Like,
so she claimed she was traumatized and all of the stuff. Oh, but honey, okay. When the moment you realized that I wasn't a person, you needed to come forward to the courts and let the people know.
You know what happened to me? 16 years in prison for being a rapist?
Thank you.
Fuck out of here. Some niggas didn't want to hear my side of the story. They ain't want to hear that shit.
They didn't. So, yeah, you fucked up.
Fucked up, man. Fucked up, man. Well, my losers go a little something like this. All the people that nearly burned down their house cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Loser.
Now, I got caught in the YouTube hole, and I was watching these videos, these people frying turkeys and shit. And, hey, first of all, people, if you're going to fry a turkey, know what the fuck you doing. Hey, it's a whole bunch of videos of what not to do, what to do, how to properly do this. Don't be one of these niggas out here trying to fry frozen turkey. Don't be one of these niggas out here just dropping the turkey in the grease all fast. Don't be one of these niggas with too much grease in the pot, and then you drop the turkey and the grease go flying all over the fire. I seen one nigga, he was frying a turkey barefoot, and he dropped that turkey in that grease, and that grease got all on his goddamn feet. Nigga, I was in that bitch howling. I'm talking about, I done seen people cooking turkey fries on the wood deck. Niggas in front of the house. I mean, listen. Goes to YouTube, turkey fryer fails. Look at these videos. These people fucking crazy. It's mostly white people. I'm not gonna lie. Motherfuckers frying inside the house. Nigga got a whole fucking fire in his goddamn garage. And then the shit on fire, you still trying to drop the turkey in the motherfucker. The shit on fire. Like, what are you doing? One motherfucker threw water on the grease fire. That shit. Hey, bro, listen.
Like, they weren't paying attention when they were
inside. No. This shit was nuts. So, yes. Check them out. All y'all my losers. Because I know it's going to be... get about a week or two. Get some uploading time. The 2021 version of the Turkey Fails will be on YouTube. So, I'm waiting. So, yes. Y'all my losers. It's not that hard to fry turkey. It's not that hard. I've watched it done. I've never done it because turkey trash. But it ain't that hard to do it. I seen a nigga turkey was so black, that bitch looked like he had a leather jacket on.
No.
I mean, look, that turkey cooked so long and so hard, when he grabbed the leg, the bone just, it just goddamn disintegrated. That turkey was fried hard than a motherfucker. So, yes. Turkey trash, but if you're going to eat it, I guess fry that motherfucker. I seen a nigga drop a turkey and they ain't had no seasoning or nothing on that bitch. Nigga said, oh, I think he forgot the seasoning. Oh, I know that turkey tastes like straight bird. It tastes like peanut oil. That's all that motherfucker. Then niggas are frying turkey and vegetable oil and shit. Like, what are y'all doing?
That turkey ain't cook all the
way. That turkey golden brown. That bitch ain't right. I don't know what the fuck, man. I'm good. So, yeah.
Turkey all right sometimes.
No, it's not. Only on sandwiches when it's like cut thin with a lot of fucking mustard.
I'm sick.
Well. Queen Germ, man, we ran through all the stuff. It's time to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly. I got to see her this Thanksgiving. And anybody.
All of that in 25 hours. Amazing.
And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city. Nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Happy belated birthday, Short T. I don't know if we probably said it on the last show, but Short T just celebrated a birthday. GQ Blue had a birthday.
Joe?
Oh, yeah. Pam and Joe, Pam and the fam, Joe of Pam and the fam fame. He had a birthday. I think it's today or yesterday.
It was 2 days ago.
Yeah. So shout out to them. Shout out to Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stack, Static, MJ Money 9S, Sleazy Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, let me see, make sure, anybody over that site, Doc Claw and all the gang, shout out to 12 Cow, the 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network, Disrespectful Motherfucking MJ, Dr. Cam, and long live K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis, and I'm something else over there at the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Pork and L over at the Cool Out Corner. Shout out to Glenn and Her Podcast. That's the whole Black Pod Squad, baby, that I just named, just in case y'all was wondering.
All right.
Shout out to Big Smash, Bet the House. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. Shout out to We Need to Talk. Shout out to Life Unplugged. Any other podcast that fuck with us. Shout out to y'all. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. And if I forgot your name, blame Queen Germ. Don't blame me.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Man. Another show in the books, Queen Germ. Got to ask you, Ren, it's time to rate your show.
After coming back home, spin my head, was there 1 minute, back here the next. the highlights, the highs, so high, so exciting. Good always to rejuvenate, be around family and friends. So just to recap all of that, just made my day. Our Bad Black Cinema, I think that might have been the worst. No, you don't think it was the worst?
When we did today?
Uh-huh.
No, it was awesome.
Oh.
Niggas got emotional and on there. Niggas was cussing at work, cutting up. It's about to be a fight at work.
So that was a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Nobody said they was going to the office. They was going to handle it internally.
Yeah.
We ain't going to involve
that.
We was fucking a fight. You better either get my money, or you better tell somebody to come up here that we going to fight, or we going to take it out of that rump. You know what I'm saying? So either way, I was getting somebody. Yeah,
that didn't go the way I intended it to go. So that's why I guess I said it was one of our worst. But nonetheless, with all that being said, I'm going to have to give it a 9.
All right. Me personally, this week, I'm going to give the show a 8.21. Because this lady worked my nerves over the past week, but I love her to death. So I'm going to give it an 8.21.
I don't know who that lady is.
Yeah, don't know who that lady is. Well, Queen Jern, we did the ratings, we did our shout outs, we did the show. It's time to let everybody know that you can download, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader. You can call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. You can join our Patreon for as little as a dollar, and you can buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Man, it's that simple.
Just that simple.
We're doing a little double duty tonight. We got another show to shoot tonight with the Life Unplugged podcast. So I don't know when that's coming out, but it's coming out eventually. We'll let y'all know. So we got another show to do tonight. And so we can go ahead and get up out of here. On behalf of everyone in Nappy Afro offices, but we need to get the heat cut on. Be easy, please. Turn the heat on at the fucking offices. Be easy is a stickler for the rules. He's a penny pincher. He will not turn the heat on. And the office is in the studio. It's fucking cold in the studios. But we got a show to do. And we did it. And this is your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And we're freezing our nuts off.
I don't have nuts.
And this is the Frocast.
I promise you I don't.
We out of this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com